So your what'd you guys do for your sixth date?
We went to the Avenue.
Okay.
And then
what was going on there?
We had dinner.
I love the Avenue.
I like the Avenue. They have a good turkey burger, so okay. I introduced it to them.
Which one of you is complaining about the live music there?
Me first.
And then him.
Yeah.
Why would you complain about live music? It adds ambiance.
Well, I can't go there on Friday nights and Saturday nights because they have a band and they're very small space. And I don't understand live music. When you have to shout to who you're sitting across, you have to shout to your waiter. Live music's not a draw. You can play the radio. I don't understand. At brunch yesterday at Chicho's, they got two guys in there with a guitar.
Are they singing originals or covers?
I think they're doing covers, but I mean, it's 1 o'clock on a Sunday. I mean, why do I need to feel like I'm at a concert?
It adds ambiance.
No, I couldn't even hear my waitress. I could have had a totally different order. I'm surprised she got it. He just pointed to the menu instead of telling her what he wanted. He's like, I want this with this.
I'm torn. I like live music because then I don't have to talk.
Yeah, that's why I like it too.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'm on a date though.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Wait, fast forward a little while, you'll be glad that guy's playing
exactly,
the guitar.
Exactly, yeah. 2 months from now, you'd be like, oh, thank God. There's a flamenco guitarist. I don't have to talk to this schmuck. Yeah.
I don't mind talking to my wife. I just don't want to have to scream at anybody. I don't understand. If I was a restaurant owner, yeah. I would go, let's play the radio.
Right.
You've got a small space and you're bringing in guys with their speakers and their tip jar and their acoustic guitars. I don't get it.
What's the difference in that and having the game on loud, very loud?
No, the game's fine. The game's not that's like at a bar where you're drowning out everybody.
Right. But live music's a good draw. Like if you offer live music at a brunch, you'd be like, oh, that's cool.
Especially if it's a good person, you know, playing.
Yeah. Were the two guys, did they suck?
You know, I wasn't really paying attention. I was really focused on my egg whites. I'm not saying ban live music. I just don't understand the draw. It's not a draw for me to have to scream at who I'm talking to.
It is a bit cumbersome if the venue is very small. Like, if you have live music in a small place, you can assure that you're deafening most of your patrons.
Just turn it down a little bit. Or no PA or something.
Like, what the Avenue does is they actually have to move out tables where they could be making money. They have to move tables so these guys can set up their equipment.
I wonder what the draw... Do you think that anybody goes there because of the live music?
Nobody looks like they're even paying attention.
I think people think it adds something to the experience.
There are those who love the ambiance of a live music, especially on a festive Friday night.
I don't think you like live music.
I it depends on the venue. If I'm at brunch and it's loud, then no, I wouldn't like it. But if I'm at brunch and it's like one dude with an acoustic guitar doing a couple of songs, I like that.
As long as the guy playing the guitar doesn't address me.
Right. That I don't want.
Yeah.
Hey, you enjoying your nice Florentine right over there?
Yeah, you're eating your egg whites and you're singing a song. All right, everybody, Seth eating those egg whites over there. All right, we're going to have another song. Seth, hey, Seth, what do you like? What do you like? Anything. Seth, come on up here. You know, that's what it gets.
I would kick over his tip jar and leave.
Yeah, see, that you don't want. But you know, maybe a little bit of a...
Get out of here. You don't like it. Look, Friday night out at the Avenue downtown St. Pete, I understand. I'm in the wrong place because they're going to have live music. They want people coming in there. But brunch... Brunch, come on.
Your people are hungover, their heads are throbbing.
Yeah.
Want to send this one out to my man, Seth.
Oh, jeez. I got to go.
Seth, how are those scrambled eggs, buddy? They good?
They're okay.
Great, this one's for you.
Thanks.
Just for you, Seth.
Okay, I'm going to go now.
Welcome to Chicho's, everybody. Here we go. I'm going to sing this one just for my man, Seth.
Why are you using a megaphone?
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Where were you, Seth? We were getting high!
I gave you the weed.
Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Oh, you need a refill? Where were you while we were getting high? Iced tea to table 42. Someday you will find me trapped beneath the landslide. Extra holidays over there for that guy. And a champagne supernova in the sky. Table for four, your table's not ready. Something fine and top beneath the landslide. Johnson, party of two. Johnson, party of two, your table is now available. Champagne supernova in the sky. Looks like Seth and Phoebe from Hot 101.5 are right here enjoying a little eggs, Benny.
It's not true. I'm nobody.
Who needs some more apple crisps?
The boy is no one.
Wake up and get a refill. Gonna incorporate restaurant lingo in my songs. 86 guacamole from the kitchen. We have no more guacamole, I'm not kidding. Looks like they're out of water at the two top by the window. Your waiter will be over momentarily. Busboy, clean up 69. You will find me beneath the landslide.
What'd you say, honey? I can't hear you.
That's the guy you don't want to see.
That is the brunch entertainment you don't want. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I say ban brunch entertainment.
No brunch entertainment at all.
No, I'm good. Hmm. I just want to wind down into the week. Hmm. It's getting me all amped up.
I feel like you're cheating yourself some good entertainment.
What if we replace that guy with brunch stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
With a wireless mic going table to table.
Wireless
mic. Oh, man. That I love.
I would never go to that restaurant again.
He'd run you right out of there, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Oh, looks like you got a little filet medallions Benedict over here. Hey, you got so excited that ain't hollandaise sauce. Guys,
I would go.
No.
Hey, you got a little hickory smoked bacon? Hickory dickory duck. This chick was sucking.
Jeez.
Take it, Liam.
Jeez. Oh, no.
No.
Thanks, Dice.
No.
Great entertainment here at Drew's Brunch. Baby, I don't really want to know. There's a chaotic growl. Cause I just want to fly. Baby, you don't need some chicken and waffle.
Check, please.
Got over here a little fruit salad. You are what you eat, guys.
Waiter, I asked for egg whites and these are yellow.
Yeah, that's right. What's the problem? Maybe you want a little salt and pepper in it.
Oh, oh boy,
quality brunch entertainment.
Yeah. Oh, man, the one-man Drew Garabo show. I don't know why they canceled our Drew Garabo live brunches. I mean, if you did this.
They weren't like this, though. We had no.
They were too relaxed.
Okay.
We had live music, too.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Live music, fine. On a porch.
Right. Porch would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not.
As long as there's a place where you can escape the live music.
Yes.
Okay.
Friday Avenue Band is great. Toss a couple of bucks, make requests. The guys play a wide variety and have fun with the crowd. Then someone else said, when there's a live band at the Avenue, I sit outside. The music's too loud.
It was raining. You couldn't sit outside. And there were drums. And all they did was play Jack Johnson over and over.
But that's what
Jack
some people want.
Johnson, huh? You want Jack Johnson? He's my Johnson jacket dish.
Jack Johnson's not even really that loud. I could have handled some Jack Johnson.
But there were drums with it.
Jack Johnson.
Like real drums?
Yes, like a whole kit.
His middle name is My. Oh, Jack My Johnson.
I really wasn't trying to set you up.
Oh, that poor microphone.
It's almost like a beatbox. Oh.
Hey, Dice, while you're here, can you give us an unqualified weather report today?
Yeah, no problem. It's wetter than my Aunt Connie's panties out there, guys.
Oh, never mind.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo live hidden track of the day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
When it comes to bad weather, everyone's a meteorologist. Here's the highly unqualified weather report.
Grinder Gary checking in from Newport Richey.
Hey, Drew. It's Grinder Gary. I was going to say it's raining here like I sweat when I think about you doing those ab yogas 3 days a week. Grinder Gary out.
Thank you, Grinder Gary. Thank you very much. That's for Grinder Gary. Little It's Raining Men, Weather Girls.
This is a great song.
Absolutely is. I don't know about any school closings for tomorrow. I know that they are not closing Hillsboro early. I believe Pinellas schools close early today. If you see standing water, don't drive through it. Don't be an idiot.
No.
And other than that,
that never goes well.
No, dude.
It doesn't look that deep.
Just 2 feet of water can pick you up and carry you someplace else.
That's it? 2 feet?
2 feet. That's it.
How long until the news starts showing one guy in a canoe?
I know. Probably Pasco County. You know, they love to bust out the canoes when it gets like this.
If I was in the news right now, I would just have my friend get a kayak out so I could try to film him and get all over the place.
That'd be a great idea. You'd get on the news. You'd go viral. It's raining, man. 727-579-1025. Let's see. We've heard from Pasco. Let's go south of the Skyway right now. You're stranded out there due to the closed Skyway, and we'll get it from Rob.
When it comes to bad weather, everyone's a meteorologist. Here's the highly unqualified weather report.
We've got galoshes on the ground in Bradenton right now. Rob, what's happening out there?
It's windy. It's major gusts and a lot of rain right now, and dark.
Dark?
Yes, the sky is dark.
The sky is dark at 2:38 in the afternoon in Bradenton. Have you ordered pizza?
Very heavy clouds.
Thank you. I don't think you heard my question.
I wanted to know what hue of darkness the clouds were.
If you pizza guys are out there this afternoon, we want to hear from you too, because you are the true heroes of a day like today. Like, people do not want to go drive to get food tonight.
I wonder what the wait time's like. For delivery.
That's a great question.
And if you're going through your Starbucks to get your mocha mocha with extra whip, tip them too, because you're not turning your windshield wipers off and you're soaking them and they're making sure that you're well caffeinated for your day.
If I do turn my my windshield wipers off, do I still have to tip the baristas?
No.
I mean, ask Nikki. I guarantee you the majority of people did not turn their windshield wipers off this morning.
Nikki?
I wasn't even directly in the window, the one handing out drinks, and I still got wet.
Damn. Yeah,
but if I pay with a card, am I supposed to have extra cash on the side to tip with?
I mean, you know you're going there. Get the app. Tip me that way. Just tip me, people.
Just tip me, people.
Please.
Get the app.
I tipped an Uber driver $20 on Friday night.
Oh,
cash.
Yeah.
Did you throw up in his car or something?
No.
How much was the Uber ride?
Probably not even $20. It was probably $15.
I don't get your math.
Did okay. Did he take you to stop and get drunchies?
I got it.
Drunchies?
Yeah, when you're drunk. Oh. Drunk munchies?
Drunchies. No, I didn't. I got no drunchies.
This is easy. I can guess why he overtipped. The Uber driver knew who he was. Thank you.
Well, it's not as simple as that, my friend. But yes, bottom line is he did know who I was. He recognized my voice, even though I repeatedly said I was not me. I got into the Uber from the Penthouse Club. I was celebrating Maria's birthday, and it was great to see her. Man, she was in a dress. She looked amazing.
I'm going on Saturday.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have a blast. You know, we had a great time at Penthouse. Lee Lou Love came by. Lance Hart, all these people are by. All these people are by. That's funny because he does buy porn. You know, Mike came by, Pete and Frankie and Matt Hornblasters, all had a great time. So I Uber back home. We get in the Uber. And I don't know how we start talking about radio, but the dude had on his little iPad thingy, he's got the logo of another radio thing that might not necessarily, you know, be conducive to the bone.
Oh.
And he said something about it before I even said anything. And we had a nice back and forth where we weren't arguing, but he definitely was not as informed as he could have been about certain things. So I kind of informed him about certain things.
But he was a fan of the show?
Yeah, he said he listens every day. But he still had a certain impression of me due to things that other people said about me. So I'm like, all right, let's talk about this, dude. So we talked the entire Uber ride, and I felt like at the end of it, I really opened his eyes a little bit. Like, he listened with an open mind to what I had to say, and maybe he just did so because I was his Uber passenger, I don't know. But at the end of it, I said, hey, man, listen, thank you very much, and threw 20 down. I wanted him to have, A, positive interaction with me, and B, I appreciated the fact that he was open-minded enough to discuss stuff with me.
You didn't have a fear that he might not have been open-minded at all and you were in the wrong car?
I thought about that. I thought, man, if this goes sideways, this guy's driving me somewhere.
Right.
Like, I could end up in friggin' Pasco somewhere. But he was a really nice guy, fan of the show, recognized my young lady friend simply because of me talking about her on the radio.
And now he knows where you live.
Well, I don't have them drop me off at my house anymore.
Where do you get dropped off?
There's a shopping plaza right next to my house.
Oh, good move.
Yeah, so I have them drop me off there.
That is.
Yeah, I don't want anybody. You know, there he is. There's the Uber driver on line three. Oh. What's up, Tony? How you doing, man?
Awesome, Drew. How are you?
Really good, man. I appreciated the ride and the conversation on Friday night, man. I really thoroughly enjoyed it.
It's made my year.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I really appreciate you saying that. But I hope that I was able to make some points that really maybe opened your eyes and your mind to the situation a little bit.
Well, quite considerably, actually. I mean, because I was I'm getting beeped. Let me shut this off real quick.
Good.
Sorry about that, Drew.
No worries.
But no, I was enlightened very much so because, you know, that one little detail that you talked about, you know, really changes everything without knowing that you kind of go for the other side.
Yep, I get that, dude. And again, like, that's why I'm never so mad at somebody just because they have a perceived allegiance with someone. It's just I feel bad when someone allows themselves to be led by someone who clearly has a vested interest in lying to them. Seth?
Go ahead, Drew. I'm sorry.
Well, Tony, I just wanted to know, why do you feel like you have to pick a side? Why can't you just like what you like and listen to what entertains you the most?
See ya. How dare
it's
you,
storm,
Seth?
Man. You know, these lines are wacky.
The thing is, he still listened to our show, but like definitely had a bad impression of us because of the things that someone else says. And you rarely get an opportunity to talk to someone like that because usually you just get it on Twitter where they're like, someone told me this about you, so I gotta hate you. But in actuality, that guy was open-minded enough to have a conversation with me about it. And once I brought certain facts to light that, of course, were obscured from him, then he was open enough to say, hey, man, I really appreciate the time and the $20 probably.
I have a couple Weather Report tweets if you want them.
Please.
I'm in Trinity, and it's blacker than Nikki's lungs. Unofficial weatherman.
Oh.
And then Philbo Braggin said, Weather Report, Nikki can still smoke with the windows down. No rain in Eastlake.
I have not smoked in 3 weeks. Thank
you.
Look
at you. Yeah. You're almost a non-smoker.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
No, really, I haven't.
Congratulations. Sorry about that, Tony. This weather is crazy. I promise we didn't hang up on you.
No, I think it was on my end, Drew.
All good.
But, you know, I've listened to you since you come on the air. I've always wanted to call you just to talk to you, but I was always afraid to because of you. And I've never had a better half-hour conversation than we had Friday night.
Awesome.
I would have been happy to have tipped you, actually, just to be able to talk to you that long.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, you know, definitely don't have to do that. But I had a blast as well, man, and I appreciate you being open-minded enough. And if there were enough, you know, look, I'm very fortunate to be on the radio and to be able to talk to people. I have a blast doing it. I'm very grateful to everyone, and I mean everyone, who helped me get back on the radio so that I could fulfill my dreams. I feel bad for the people who are so easily blinded and fooled into thinking that they have to pick a side and that if you listen to this guy, then you can't listen to me, and if you listen to me, you can't listen to that guy. I welcome all ears to listen to this radio program, and I'm tremendously grateful to have the kind of show that can have an impact on a community, do events like Apple a Day, and have great fans. So thank you for listening to the show, man. I hope you make a lot of money out there driving for Uber, and I hope I get you again on a ride, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Drew. I hope so, too. You have a great day.
You too, buddy. Thank you. That's how it should go. We're all friggin' people, you know?
I don't get the whole picking aside thing.
Dude,
that doesn't happen with anything else.
It really doesn't, man.
But then again, if you like Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones, it's not like on Game of Thrones they do a scene where they rip on Breaking Bad. You know what I mean? Don't watch that crap.
That's so true.
So that's the one thing that's different.
I know. But like with Burger King and McDonald's, like it all depends on what I'm in the mood for. Like if I'm in the mood for a croissant sandwich, I'll go to Burger King, but I usually go to McDonald's.
You can like them both.
You certainly can. And you're never going to see Ronald McDonald telling you, get your ass out here if you can't, you know, go get your onion rings, pal, you loser. But hey, the thing that gets me is the people who don't have a dog in the fight, like the people who are on Twitter who are just like, they don't get paid by either side, but for some reason they make it their whatever. 727-579-1025 and 8. I wish everybody could be like Tony the Uber driver, who's a very open-minded and quality individual. That's all. Matt, you got a highly unqualified weather report for us, sir?
Absolutely. I mean,
right. Hold on. Hold the phone.
When it comes to bad weather, everyone's a meteorologist. Here's the highly unqualified weather report.
Go ahead, Matt.
All right. I'm in Clearwater right now. It's raining. It's probably going to keep raining. It's probably going to rain all week. It's Florida. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Whoa. Come on. Keep the editorializing to a minimum, sir.
That might be his catchphrase. Every weatherman needs a good catchphrase.
I don't know. You got to keep that editorializing down. We're just here to inform. We're not here to strike fear. Austin, what's it doing in Lakeland right now with your highly unqualified weather report?
Polk County weather report. Basically, I'm pretty sure we're just going to be getting everything else y'all are getting because, you know, that's how rain moves. So it's raining.
That's how rain moves. It's a phenomenal phrase you just gave us, sir. Thank you for the gift. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. You might be wondering yourself, if you're watching Bone TV right now, Drew Garabo, why are you wearing your Nightmare Before Christmas shirt? It's not October, nor is it December. I am wearing this to honor someone who probably can't even watch Bone TV right now. You guys remember Prince John, PJ?
You went and saw him at the hospital?
I did. He was a big Nightmare Before Christmas guy. He had a whole bunch of things wrong with his health. He had leukemia, and I went to go see him at All Children's Hospital. Saturday, after our Apple a Day party, we get home, and you know, I was talking to my son about it, and he was so blown away. You know, he was so proud of you guys, of you, Seth, of you, Kevin, just of all the lives that we touched. And then I get a message on Facebook from Beth that said, this is Beth, PJ's mom. I hope you guys remember him. I've wanted to update you earlier, but it's been crazy here. A few days after PJ met Drew, PJ started to go blind in his right eye. Parentheses, I do not think this is from seeing Drew. And I took him to the emergency room. They sent him home on eye drops. To make a long story short, it took them a while to find that the leukemia cells returned and were hiding in his optic nerve. So here we are. At weeks after tons of IV steroids and radiation to his eye, and we're hoping to get his sight back. He's completely blind in his right eye and can barely see out of his left. His bone marrow transplant was delayed, but hopefully we'll be starting prep for that within the next week. He still tells everyone about Drew. He is awesome. I know this now. I've started listening to the show even when he's not in the car. LOL. Much love and hugs to you guys. So PJ and your family, just know that we're thinking about you, and I wore this shirt in your honor today. Gary, what's – oh, I'm sorry. We've got a pizza driver. Ryan, you're a true soldier on today. One of the big heroes out there on the streets. Where do you sling pie?
Oh, hey, Drew. Just saying, love the show, and I'm on a racetrack near the Oldsmar Flea Market.
Sure. I know that area very well. I ride my bike
right off
there.
It.
Yep, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm like, yep.
So, okay, how have the gratuities been today?
Gratuities, I would say averaging around five bucks a delivery.
Good. That warms my heart because no one should tip a pizza driver less than $5 today. You guys are the real heroes out there, saving people from driving into down power lines and electrocuting themselves. What was the biggest tip you got today?
I got $15 for a $100 order.
Should be at least 20, 25.
That's what I'm thinking. $100 order. Who? I mean, you don't have to tell me what business order. It was a business that did that, though, right?
Yeah. It was like a 10-pizza, large pizzas.
10 pizzas?
Three bags, bring it all in, and then time to sign for it, $10. So, I mean, can't complain about it. But
Honestly, I think you can.
Yeah, you can.
I can. You can. I mean, three bags that you have to bring in yourself.
In the pouring rain.
Did you offer Parmesan cheese and crushed red pepper?
Oh, absolutely. Plates, napkins, brought all the whole shebang.
That's a $20-$25 tip. Yeah. I'm sorry. You got screwed, my man.
You'll make it up on the next one.
Yeah. So anybody out there ordering pizza in the Oldsmar area, please hook up Ryan if he shows up at your door. Thank you, man.
I appreciate that, Drew.
You the real MVP.
Grizzly Adams tweeted, weather update in Sarasota. I just smoked a bowl, so I think we are good for a bit.
What?
Corey C. wants to know if you tip your mailman today.
No. You're doing your job. You are doing your job. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. DJ, you have an unqualified weather report for us, sir?
When it comes to bad weather, everyone's a meteorologist. Here's the highly unqualified weather report.
Up here in Land O'Lakes, it's very precipitous with a 100% chance of jackassery.
This is going way better than I thought it would. You can order pizza today without being considered a jerk, though, right?
Are they open?
Right.
Order pizza.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, come on.
Like, I don't feel like if I didn't do my grocery shopping yesterday, which I did because I love doing it. By the way, I'm annoyed by these shipped people, and I don't know why.
Why? What's up?
I see like four or five of them every time I go, and I'm just like, I don't know if I'm more annoyed by the fact that people are so lazy that they don't want to go grocery shopping.
Or so busy.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It bugs me.
Not everybody has time to go to the grocery store.
Make time. It's like making time to work out.
There's the elderly. There's handicapped. There's all sorts of people. There's women that can't leave the house. They might be on bed rest for some reason.
Yeah, the sick and the shut-in.
Okay. Now, you're right. I think about, because it's somewhat of an affluent area, I think that there are people just too lazy, but you guys are right. Maybe it reminds me of when I was a delivery driver for 24 hours for Deliveries Unlimited in Orlando, and I quit because I had to bring McDonald's to a disabled gentleman, and for his Big Mac value meal with the delivery charge and the gratuity that they automatically added on, it was close to $20.
They were doing that back then?
Yeah. Mm. So I quit. I said, listen, man, just pay me for the Big Mac and the fries. I'll pay for everything else out of my own pocket. And then I went right back to the office place, and I just handed in my thermal bag with a note that said, I can't do this anymore with a clear conscience. Only job I've ever quit on principle. Might be the only job I ever quit. The Howard Franklin is jammed right now going into Tampa.
Oh, yes.
You got crashes off to the side, Skyway traffic that can't get to the Skyway. It is an absolute mess out there, according to my traffic sources.
On the way in on Howard Franklin, I counted 3 fire trucks.
Oh, man.
At various points.
Would avoid that and avoid South Tampa if you can right now.
I'm so thankful that I live in St. Petersburg and I work in St. Pete.
727-579-1025. K-Dog is a mobile dog groomer working in South Tampa today. Said it really sucks. I can't imagine having to drive in South Tampa.
Wouldn't you just call your dog groomer if you live in South Tampa and say, hey, listen, let's reschedule.
Right. Like, let's look at what's really important here. Little Fifi the poodle getting a trim or, someone not having to deal with all this.
Yeah, Fifi's going to need that fur.
Keith with a highly unqualified weather report at the airport right now. What's up, Keith?
Yes, it's gone from a light tinkle to a solid stream out here.
We've gone from tinkle to stream at Tampa International Airport. Do you know if it has affected any flights?
No, the flights are still on schedule. However, the flow of the water has definitely increased.
Thank you very much. An increased flow going from tinkle to stream at Tampa International Airport right now. Thank you, Keith. I should have given him those Profits of Rage tickets. That was pretty solid.
Who needs Paul Delgado on the phone when you have our listening audience?
You mean we can get Paul Delgado on the phone?
I don't know. John Brennan gave me a bunch of people I'd have to go through, so I figured this would be more fun instead.
Oh, it definitely is more fun, and if there is anything that you need to know, we've got the television on, and we'll certainly tell you. But as of right now, you have all the information you need.